Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
In 2009, I wrote a column mocking the early efforts of executives on Twitter and urging them to cease and desist. 7 years later, they've spectacularly ignored my advice. Research from INSEAD reveals that 80% of them are on social networks, for the very good reason that customers and employees are said to think better of any executive who is. The Business School has compiled a global ranking of the 20 most influential chief executives on the site, which I've been studying for tips on how it ought to be done. Number one is Tim Cook, who has 2.6 million followers and is much retweeted. He gets it, the researchers say, because what he writes is personal. This sounds good until you look at the tweets. Last month he wrote, "Inspiring day hiking at Yosemite National Park. Hats off to the park service." It went with a couple of cheesy pictures of mountains and waterfalls. This bland snippet is evidently what passes for personal in CEO land. It was liked by almost 6,000 people. Duller still was this from a few days earlier. "A quick visit with customers and our fantastic team at the Apple Store, Mall of the Emirates. Thanks, Dubai." Members of the fantastic team might have been tickled by the tweet, but what 3,900 people found to like in it is hard to say. As I scrolled through his output, I noticed two things. First, Mr. Cook's most popular tweets are all about death. Prince, Andy Grove, Bill Campbell, Harper Lee, victims of the Ecuador earthquake and the Brussels bombing all receive his hope that they will rest in peace. Second, this champion tweeter is the opposite of prolific. He's tweeted just 40 times this year, follows almost no one, and never retweets. I used to think CEOs should avoid the site because it was a waste of their time, but Mr. Cook shows you can be number one and spend about 5 minutes a week doing it. He also proves that the democracy of Twitter is a sham. It's as much top-down as everything else. The next most influential on the site is Bill Gates, who also follows hardly anyone and occasionally throws his 29 million followers a crumb about an interesting book he's read on maths. It's pearls before swine. Only a tiny percent bother to hit like or retweet. Number three is Elon Musk, who, unlike the others, strikes me as being rather good at it. He posts pictures of his rockets in the air, tweeting jubilantly, "Woohoo!" or "Falcon Heavy thrust will be 5.1 million lbf at liftoff, twice any rocket currently flying. It's a beast." He's acerbic, newsy, and up for a fight. Alas, few CEOs will be able to copy him, as they lack either the personality or the rockets. Apart, that is, from Sir Richard Branson, who's number five. He wisely declines to tweet about unhappy Virgin Galactic, limiting his posts to grinning photos of himself with the words, "Talk less, smile more. If everyone did this, the world would be a happier place." In sixth place is Rupert Murdoch, who used to make the elementary mistake of tweeting his opinions about things. What then happened was that people dared disagree, and so in March, on the day he married Jerry Hall, he tapped out this: "No more tweets for 10 days or ever. Feel like the luckiest and happiest man in the world." And that's the last his followers have heard of him. All of these are rotten role models for regular executives, as they're either stonkingly famous entrepreneurs or they run Apple. The only regular chief executive to make it to the top 10 is Microsoft's Satya Nadella. His formula is to intersperse bursts of work jargon, "great to partner with Citrix to help customers accelerate their digital transformations," with moronic hashtags and psychobabble. Friday Fortune, good reminder on exercising a hashtag growth mindset, with the motto, minds are like parachutes, they only function when open. Marissa Mayer, the only woman in the top 20, shows how it can be done more successfully. In April, she tweeted Yahoo's results twice, once straight and once with a picture of her twin baby girls. The second, which came later and therefore had no news value, was four times as popular as the first. So here's the lesson from the top 20. If you don't have a huge name or launch rockets into space, but are merely the CEO of a vast business, there's no point in tweeting, unless you're prepared to pimp your kids. This may not matter much, as it's perfectly possible to be huge in business without being on Twitter. Jamie Dimon manages it, so does Lloyd Blankfein. To any CEO who is undeterred, Warren Buffett is a good example. He has more than 1 million followers, and this year he's tweeted just once to say that the Berkshire Hathaway AGM was going to be live-streamed for the first time, which might be something people actually wanted to.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
No.